This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم Respected scholars, beloved teachers, beloved students, elders and brothers in Islam. Today you and I have gathered to witness the completion of the Holy Quran, which is indeed a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially upon the two Huffaz, especially upon these two youngsters, and then upon their parents, then upon their teachers, then upon the Makeni society and the humanity at large. On one side, there are certain youngsters you are going to find who have been the target of the curses of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the other side, you are going to find youngsters who are fortunate enough to gain the dua of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the dua of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Nadhar Allahu mra'an." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brighten the life of that young child or that youngster. May Allah ta'ala preserve him. May Allah ta'ala protect him. May Allah ta'ala elevate him. Who a Nabi of Allah? Who a Nabi of Allah? Man sami'a. That person who heard from me my deen. And then what did he do? He memorized it, he understood it, and then ثُمَّ أَدَّاهَا كَمَا سَمِعَهَا, and then he conveyed it to others the way he memorized it. So by the qasam of Allah, these two youngsters, wherever they are going to be, whatever they are going to do, the dua of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be there for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many privileges to a Hafiz al-Quran. Many privileges. And it is not only in this world, it is not only in the year after, but even in this world. For example, a Hafiz al-Quran takes priority in leading the Salah. Right? It comes in a hadith. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you are performing your salah, look for an imam who is the most knowledgeable regarding Quran. And if they are equal, then you look for that person who is most knowledgeable regarding the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they are equal, then you look for that person who migrated first to Medina. If they are equal, then you look at that person who first accepted Islam. And that is the honor that has been given by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a Hafiz al-Quran. When the time of Salah comes, everyone is seated. Everyone, whether it is an African, whether it is an Asian, whether it is a doctor, whether it is an engineer, no matter what degree he has, no matter what diploma he has. But when the time clicks for Salah, everyone has to look behind and make way for the Hafiz al-Quran to come forward and lead Salah. And no matter how the Imam is, no matter how he looks, no matter where he comes from, no matter what he speaks or how he speaks, as long as he is a Hafiz al-Quran, everyone has to give way. That is the honor given by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this honor even after someone left the world. It comes in Bukhari. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions there is an incident mentioned there that after the battle of Uhud, when many Sahaba passed away, many companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Prophet Muhammad started burying them. And when he started burying them, he had to bury a few Sahaba together in one grave because there were so many janazas. So before putting a Sahabi in the grave, Prophet Muhammad would ask the other Sahaba, which one of them is a Hafiz al-Quran? Which one of them is a Hafiz al-Quran? And the Sahaba would point out. So first, he would put a Hafiz al-Quran in the grave and then he would put other Sahaba. That is the status of a Hafiz al-Quran. And according to the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a Hafiz al-Quran even takes priority in leadership, in matters regarding related to leadership. There is a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned in Muslim. There is an incident. Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit Hadrat Nafi. And Hadrat Nafi was made a governor of Makkah by Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, "O Nafi, who have you appointed as an in charge for the people of Valley? Who have you made in charge?" So Hadrat Nafi replied that, "I have made Ibn Abza in charge of this place." So Hadrat Umar asked, "Who is this man?" So Hadrat Nafi replied, "He's a freed slave. He was a slave before, then he was freed by someone." So Hadrat Umar said that, "You have made a slave in charge, a freed slave in charge. People are not going to respect him because of the background." So what did Hadrat Nafi say? He said that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, he is the most knowledgeable regarding Quran." So then Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Indeed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth. It is through this Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to elevate the status of many, and it is through this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to degrade many people." Now this was related to a Hafiz al-Quran. What happens to him in the year after? When a Hafiz al-Quran has to leave the world, what is his status in the year after? It comes in a narration. The narration is mentioned in Tirmidhi that the Quran is going to come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is going to tell Allah that, "O Allah, adorn this Hafiz al-Quran." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to put a crown on the head of the Hafiz al-Quran. And then the Quran is going to say, "O Allah, give him more respect, give him more honor." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to put a garment of honor on his body. He's going to cloth him with a garment of honor. Then the Quran is going to say, "Allah ta'ala, be pleased with him." So Allah ta'ala is going to say, "I am pleased with this Hafiz al-Quran. I'm pleased with him." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell the Hafiz al-Quran that, "Start reading the Quran and start climbing the stages of Jannah. Wherever you have to stop and where you read your last verse, that is your Jannah. That is the Jannah that has been made for you." What is the honor and what is the reward of the parents or the relatives or the people who are supportive towards this cause? There is another hadith. It is mentioned by Tabrani. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, a Quran is going to come in the form of a very bright and fair man in front of a Hafiz al-Quran. And the Quran is going to ask, "Do you know me? Do you recognize me?" The Hafiz al-Quran won't recognize him. So the Quran is going to say, "I am the same Quran because of whom you stayed awake the whole night and you stayed thirsty during the day." So Father Quran, we know that at night when you used to wake up at 3 o'clock to learn your sabak, and then even in school, you know, the students, they go through stress that I have to read my revision to the Maulana. We understand that stress. Or in Ramadan when you are reading your revision, and whilst you were fasting, we understand all that. It is all worth it, according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now, what is going to happen next? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell the Hafiz al-Quran, "Come forward." Allah ta'ala is going to put dominion in his right hand. "Go, rule. From today you are the ruler." And Allah ta'ala is going to put eternity in his left hand. That from now onwards you are going to stay forever and ever and ever. Then Allah ta'ala is going to put a crown on his head. That is the honor that is going to be given to him. Talking about his relatives, his parents, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call the parents forward. And then Allah Ta'ala will cloth them with the garment of honor, which will surpass anything that is found in this world. Anything. And then the parents are going to ask that, oh Allah, what is this for? What is this for? And Allah Ta'ala is going to reply, it is because you taught Quran to your child. That is the status of a Hafiz of Quran, respected elders and friends. So a big congratulations to these two youngsters. And a big congratulations to the people of the community, to their parents, to their teachers. It is indeed a great glad tiding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every person who was part of this cause. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.